Our guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them live at the Reagan Building every Friday and Saturday evening. You can also find them online, capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD is How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. But today it's a blast for the past. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Outstanding. I mean, with all the news that happened this week, we're going into monetary policy with the Capitol Steps this week.
Well, you know, some of the other news that's floating around out there isn't exactly the feel-good stories of the year.
You got that right.
So we just decided that since the Fed Reserve Yellen did a little speech this morning and talking about interest rates, we'd go back to a time when people were actually interested and really got into what the Fed chairman was saying.
Exactly.
Back in Greenspan's days.
Even if they didn't have a clue what he was talking about.
Exactly. Turns out, I guess from some of the books that he's written since, he really didn't have a clue either.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome to this meeting, which is of the utmost importance. But before we begin, let us please bow our heads and give thanks to the great Almighty One, the knower of all things, the omniscient one. All hail Alan Greenspan! Mr. Greenspan,
yes?
Give us a clue. We buy our stocks based on the things that you do. You scratch your butt, so we're now surmising. The stock on preparation age is rising. Greenspan, we heard you sneeze. Buy Kleenex futures from here to Belize. Robitussin's riding high. Mr. Greenspan, what should we buy?
I'm no mean man, I'll make it clear. The leading economic indicators based on third world acquisition of durable products show moderate rise in supply and falling demand for dry goods this year. I am so smart when I'm speaking freely. I explain the global ramifications of economic sanctions on emerging markets versus expanding market like I'm speaking in Swahili.
Mr. Greenspan,
what?
We're in a mix.
Here's the reason you're not calm. You'll know you'll be crying if the stocks you're buying have a name that end in dot.
Com, 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 dum, 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 dum.
Oh, Mark. Alan Greenspan briefly back in the news this week. I don't know if you saw that. Decked out in a full suit, he doused his wife, Andrea Mitchell, for the ice bucket challenge.
Oh, no kidding. I did not see that. Well, you know, the Congress was trying to challenge the president to it. I guess the president's not allowed, but, you know, then Boehner said, of course, they've been dumping cold water on his agenda all year, so it doesn't really matter.
You're dusting off, you buying some new props for Rick Perry? Any Rick Perry songs coming?
Well, you know, now that Rick Perry wears glasses and is much smarter, you know, we've got to be brushing up on something. And, you know, if I get a phone call during this interview, I'll probably have to take it because it might be Rick using his one phone call to get out of jail.
Could be. You getting more excited about the midterms a couple months away or the folks that are building up for 2016 here?
You know, both of those are good. I mean, you know, the problem with the midterms is really it's either a broad stroke of the House changed or the Senate changes. There's not, people don't care about the individual races and the characters that are running. So, you know, when the next presidential election rolls around, we always enjoy that because you have a couple months where you might have, you know, 10 people who think they are contenders and you can make fun of them very easily.
76 unknowns, if you haven't heard
exactly.
That one. Exactly. From the Capitol Steps. That's
or Bland on the Run.
That's also very accurate. Mark, have some great shows this weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks so much.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist for the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online, capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.